No, Max Health. My name is Aya. May I have your name?
Hello, Aya. My name is Jerry Rentschler.
Thank you. And have you practiced with us before, Jerry?
Yes, I do.
Okay, give me just a moment while I try and find an account for you. And for security, confirm the address.
296 Farmers Road, Ringtown, PA.
Thank you. And I have the account located for, well, I'm showing an old account from 2020. How can I help you for the UltraPure?
Well, what I want is Omax 3 fish oil tablets, a 6-month supply.
So it's not tablets, sir. I do apologize.
It's
the UltraPure. Are you wanting a one-time shipment or subscription?
No, a one-time shipment.
Okay, not a problem. We are having to move to a new system, so it will be just a second while I get everything done that way for you.
You do have me in your system, right?
In the old one, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and do you have an email address you would like to use?
No.
Okay, so I do have to advise you that without an email address, you would not be able to go back to a subscription unless you had one, okay?
What is that going to affect my order?
Well, the subscriptions are just how you get discounts.
Yeah, I don't do the computer.
I got you. Well, you don't need the computer necessarily. This is just a way for us to make sure that it's, like, non-fraudulent for our customers. It's a security feature to protect our customers.
Well, I've been buying them for years.
Yes, sir, in the old system. It's not that big of a deal since you stated you just want a one-time shipment. But I was just letting you know for
the
future.
I don't want any auto shipping or anything. I want to get enough to last me 6 months, but I have health issues, and they told me to stop all my supplements a while ago. And so
gotcha.
Now I'm okay to use them again, so I don't know what's going to go on. So I don't want to get, you know, a 6-month supply is about all I want at one time.
Gotcha, Jerry. I understand that completely. Well, give me just 2 wiggles and a leg shake here. Now, is there an apartment number or anything like that?
No, just my mail address, 296
okay.
Farmers Road, Ringtown, PA, 17967.
Good deal. All right, and we're going with 6 boxes. Let's see if Pennsylvania charges a tax here. All right, so the total will be $199.95. How would you like to make that payment?
With my Visa.
Okay. And real quick, before I forget, did you need to get anything, some probiotics to help boost your immune system and help strengthen your gut?
No, I eat yogurt and stuff, so.
I gotcha.
My gut is okay.
Gotcha. All right. And go ahead with the 16 when you're ready.
Starts out with 54 63 2596 6404 3594.
Expiration?
Expiration is 7 of 23.
And CVV?
Well, excuse me?
The 3 digits on the back.
Oh, on the back. 366.
Thank you, and name on card.
Jerry A. Rentschler. I use my middle initial.
Gotcha. R-E-N-T-S-C-H-L-E-R.
That's it.
Okay. And billing information, or billing address, is that the same as the shipping?
Yes.
Good deal.
How much did you say the price is?
It's $199.95. Yes, sir. I am showing the card was declined.
The card's declined?
Yes, sir.
Did I possibly give you the wrong number or something?
We could try re-entering it. OK, can read me the 16 when ready.
5463-2596-6404-3594.
He said, Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, A as in apple, W, or nope, R-E-N, nope,
yes.
That's M-T.
Yeah, R-E-N-T-S-C-H-L-E-R, not M.
Okay, what was that expiration again?
7 of 23.
Thank you, and CVV?
366.
All right, I'm going to try and charge this again for you.
Okay.
It's spinning. It is giving me a decline message again.
The only reason I can think of that is maybe I have more charged on it than I'm allowed for the month. I have a $4,000 ceiling. I've never done this before. I can't think what I bought that would have run it up that high.
Gotcha. Did you have another payment method you'd want to try?
The only other thing I can do is send you a check.
Oh, we wouldn't be able to accept that, unfortunately. We would have to. We would require payment method.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I have a 2-month supply on hand yet, so I'll wait till next month and I'll call again. And if it declines it again when I know I have a zero balance on there, then I guess I just can't buy them anymore.
I got you. The only reason, if it's not just a payment method issue, the only other reason it would be blocked is if your bank blocked it.
Why? Because it's out of state or something? They've never blocked it before.
Well, no, sir. I wouldn't know the reason as to why they would block it, but that would be the only other reason if it is not the financial side of it.
Yeah, because I've been using this card for everything for years. They had given me thousands and thousands of dollars of credit on it, and I didn't even want that kind of credit, so I cut it back to $4,000, and I can't think that I have never spent $4,000 in a month on it charged. I don't understand it. I didn't want no $20,000. They originally gave me a $40,000 credit line. And there's no way I wanted that kind of a credit line. It's a Cabela's Club Visa.
I wouldn't know anything about it, sir. We have no way of knowing, unfortunately.
Yeah,
on our end, you would have to call them to inquire.
Well, what I'll do, since I have a 2-month supply yet, I don't like to wait till I'm real low to order them. I'll wait until next month and I'll try again. And then if there's a problem, I just can't buy them anymore. I don't understand it. I've bought stuff all over the country with this card over the years. I have it a long time.
I understand. Was there anything else for you in the meantime, though?
No, it wouldn't do me any good. My card won't pay for it.
Right, I do understand. I do apologize, sir.
Yeah.
All right, well, we hope to hear from you soon, and I hope you get everything squared away. I'd recommend giving your financial institution a call just to see what's going on, okay?
Yeah, I'll call next month. Maybe I did charge my credit limit. I don't know. I'm trying to think to myself, I'm getting elderly now, and my mind ain't sharp anymore. I can't imagine that I have a $4,000 charged on it. I've never done that before yet.
Right, I gotcha. Well, all righty.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling.
I'll try again in the beginning of next month, and then for sure I'll have a zero balance, and then if they won't pay for it, I don't know why. I'll have to call them then and find out.
I gotcha. Sounds like a plan. And all right, I do thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.